best country music. It's 10 o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for our service today on Christmas Day. What a special year here where Christmas falls on a Sunday and we get to come to church at the regular time and celebrate our Christmas celebration. Thanks again for joining us today for our service. We also welcome those who are tuning in on the radio this morning on KSBK. Thanks for joining us for our service as well. We have a blessed service planned for you today and we're glad that you can be here with us. Our service begins this morning with our opening hymn, which is hymn number 367, Angels from the Realms of Glory. And we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able on the last verse of the hymn for our procession this morning. Let's sing. We begin our service this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We observe a moment of silence this morning on Christmas for reflection on God's word and self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our introit from Isaiah chapter 9 and Psalm 98. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mercy upon us, Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for this Christmas day comes from the prophet Isaiah in the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Hebrews reading this morning from chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed to be the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And your Lord, you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe you will roll them up, like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to stand if you're able as we sing our Alleluia and for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who was at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Christ. If you join us this morning in confessing our faith to the words of the Nicene Creed, I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Please be seated. Our next hymn for this morning is hymn 374, Gentle Mary Laid Her Child. Let's sing together. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas. What a blessed morning it is to be gathered together here in the church with brothers and sisters in Christ and celebrate the birth of our Lord on Christmas. Christmas is a word that we use today in our language as a noun, as a title for this day when we celebrate Christ's birth into the world to save us from our sins. But did you know that word we use, Christmas, is made up of two ancient words, and it's a compound word of those two ancient terms. And even stranger than that, when it was first written as one word, Christmas, somewhere around the middle of the 14th century, it was a verb and not a noun. It was. But over the normal development of our language, it became used as a noun like we use it today. But with that change, became a bit of a loss, literally, no pun intended, of the meaning of the word Christmas. Well, I guess I should have said pun intended, literally. But we lost a little bit of its meaning. Its origin is as a verb, which is strange, but like an action word, like run or play or speak. Think about this. Imagine using the word Christmas as a verb in a sentence today. It would feel kind of weird. We'd almost have to change the word just a little bit in order to do it. So I thought, what the heck, let's give it a try. Imagine a dialogue with me for just a moment. One person says, "Hey, what are you doing?" The answer, "We're Christmasing. We're Christmasing. We're in the action of Christmas." That more captures the original meaning. It's what we're doing right now. It's what we've been doing since last night. What we're doing this morning is Christmasing, like a verb. See, Christmas is a simple compound word originally. It comes from two words. One is Greek and the other is Latin. It's a Greek-Latin word. The Greek, and it's the most obvious portion of the word Christmas, comes from the Greek word kurios, Christ, Christos. Christos. I said the wrong word. I said Lord. I said kurios, but it's Christos. Christos is the word for Christ, and the word means anointed. Or in our case, Christ is the anointed one. The Christ. And it's truly Christos, a title for Jesus and not his last name. Many of us know this. Early use of the word Christ, even in Old English, was always used also with the definite article, the Christ. If you listen closely to my greetings at the beginning of the sermons, you'll hear the proper usage when we say, "Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ." The term Christ comes originally as a translation into Greek from the Hebrew word, which is Messiah, which also means anointed or Savior. But what about the second part of the word Christmas? The mus part. Have you ever wondered what it means? Christmas, the mus? Why we say it? Well, listen to how it sounds when we say it. Mess. Mess. Does it remind you of anything connected to church life? Yeah. It's what our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters call mass. But that's how the word Christ became a verb in the term Christmas. So the term we know as Mass, once it was compounded with Christos, it becomes an action word. And Mass comes from the Latin. But a strange thing. Mass is a past participle, which literally means, it comes from the word materi in Latin, which literally means to let go. So how do we put it all together into one word, the meaning, I mean, especially this morning on Christmas morning? Christmas, a true celebration of Christmas, is to do exactly what the root words of the word for Christmas mean. We all have something we need to, I'm going to use it like a verb, Christmas. Something we've been carrying around that's been weighing us down every day, even in the holiday season. Something that has us burdened like crazy. But why? Each of us have something we need to Christmas, something we need to let go of. You know what it is for you. I know what it is for me. Why would we hang on to these things? Why do they so burden us when our Lord tells us in his gospel, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, he says, not to worry or to be anxious about anything. And why is that? Well, God, your heavenly Father, at Christmas promised that he would care for you through his Son, Jesus Christ, in every need. Jesus chooses in that text to use the example of the birds of the air, the lilies of the field. I'm sure you're familiar with it. Pointing out that God gives both them the care that they need. Then he says, later in the reading, how much more valuable are you than the birds or than the lilies? Whatever you have need of this morning, whatever's weighing you down today, whatever you need to let go, God knows. The 56th Psalm tells us that God keeps even our tears in a bottle. That's an image to remind us that even though we think sometimes he doesn't notice what's going on in our lives, you know, because he's up in heaven and doing his thing, whatever that might be, we think he's not paying attention to the things that cause us to struggle in this life, the things we carry around or the things that burden us day after day. But he knows very well every single one of them. Because in the 57th Psalm, the next Psalm, we learn from David's writing there by the Holy Spirit that God is our refuge. That's what David calls him. In other words, he's our safe place in this world. This is Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For in you, my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction, he says, pass by. Okay, you have to picture this. You have to go with me down this road here. Can you imagine, let's say there's a storm, like a literal storm coming. Okay, we're all outside or are busy about our tasks, but we have a home that we can go to. So when we see the storm coming and the wind starts blowing and the rain or snow starts falling and it gets really, really nasty, do we run around all frantic and like we don't know what to do? Do we turn to things like small objects or tiny things that we are looking for shelter? No. We just go home. We just go to our house, where the walls are strong and the roof is solid and the foundation is there. We just go home. So this morning, on Christmas, go Christmas Go let it go in your heart. Lay it at the feet of the cross of your Lord. And go home to Christmas today. God is our safe place. Our Lord Jesus is our refuge and our protection. Come up here this morning and receive the body and blood of your Lord. And in doing so, run home to your shelter, to your refuge. And whatever has been on you throughout the holidays, whatever's been bugging you and weighing on you and burdening you, leave it up here this morning and let it go, whatever it is. Many ask about Psalm 57. What does the psalmist mean, they say, when he writes, "In the shadow of his wings, I will take refuge"? It's a beautiful verse because this verse, we actually did a study in our adult Bible class on shadows in the Bible a few months ago. And this is one of those shadow verses where a shadow isn't a bad thing. It's a very good thing. In this verse, in Psalm 57, the shadow is protection. It's the same image as the refuge. It's a Hebrew poetic device that he's using. Just imagine the way that Christmas shadows over the world. The whole world knows what Christmas is. A refuge. A place to let it go. Because God sent his only son, Jesus, with the promise to care for us. The promise to give us what we need so that we don't have to worry or be anxious about a thing. But what does it mean, right? The shadow of his wings. Well, his wings. I think when we hear the psalm, we think of bird wings with feathers on them, right? I mean, that's what I always picture. But his wings didn't have any feathers. But if you look up behind the altar, you can see how his wings were stretched out. As he hung on the cross. And that cross brings us his protection, his refuge, his shadow in the 57th Psalm. To guarantee our protection in this world and our safe passage through it and on to be with him. And that all began on the first Christmas, the day God said to the world, by the birth of Jesus, the day he gave us a message about sin and shame, about our guilt and the burdens that we carry around, and about the situations in our lives that we can't fix. Christmas is the day he said it loud and clear by the gift of his son. You can let it go. I got you. I got you. And that makes us free indeed, truly free, truly safe, to let whatever storm you may have in life that's threatening to steal your joy, even on Christmas Day, whatever pain or suffering you might be dealing with, Christmas sets us free. Christmas as a verb? Yeah. His action, God's, which gives us all that we need. His only son. But even as a gospel verb for us, now because we have the anointed one, the Christos, the Christ, now since our Savior has come, and God's real care is guaranteed to you, both in this life and in the world to come, we can Christmas any day of the year. We can let it go and give it all to Christ. As in our minds and hearts, we sit in the shadow of his wings spread out for us, baptized, saved, fed, and protected. That's a priceless gift. Merry Christmasing. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time in our service, we come to the time for our tithes and offerings. As our offerings are collected and presented this morning, we get to enjoy our TLC singers and their singing of joy to the world.
And if I might ask you, on verse 4, to join us in the last verse, we will stand. And then after we sing the last verse, while we're standing, we continue to stand. But it'll be on page 387 of your hymnal, 387. And you'll join us. Oh, look, we've got a big group here. Come over. How much fun. We have kids home from college, which helps. So this will be great. We're singing all four verses. Congregational grace on the floor. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful singing there. A joy to sing, a joy to the world together. We've come to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that your Son, the eternal Word, has become flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Extend his praise into all the world, that with us many would come to hope in his steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy, send forth men to publish your peace and bring us your good news of happiness, and send forth women to serve the neighbor, to love and cherish your church and care for it. Keep them faithful to declare your gracious reign in Christ. Bless the work of missionaries at home and abroad, that all the ends of the earth may see your salvation. And Lord, bless your church as it is here in Alamosa in the gathering of the faithful, and it is as it is in other places around our country and world. Lord, help us as your church to be the light that you called us to be in the scripture, the light of the gospel, of the pure truth, that you did all that was necessary for us. And you've blessed us with your blessing of forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, as our families gather in this holy season, Lord, give us patience that we may be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Comfort the lonely with your presence and help us extend the welcome of our homes and the friendship of your grace to all. Lord, make us mindful of those who are less fortunate than we are, who celebrate this blessed time of year in poverty and want, and teach us to be generous. Accept with our offerings the living sacrifice of our bodies to your service every day, and our voices in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy, your Son upholds the universe by the word of his power. Grant our nation to walk humbly before you, not in pride or arrogance, but in humble service. Lord, we pray that you'd bless our soldiers who stand watch even on this day, that you'd bless our police and emergency personnel, that you'd keep them safe as they serve us and uphold their families while they're apart. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, guard and keep all who are sick, lonely, overwhelmed by grief, or poor in spirit. Lord, we name before you this morning those who've asked for prayer from the altar. Carol and Jerry, the family of Jane Cohen, the family of Gary Ross, the family of Barry Gilbert, and the family of Ann Sturr. Lord, we also name before you Mona Hauser, Billy Klonch and Missy, Don and Betty Iser, Dave Johnson, Marcella Pilcher, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Ella Clark, Greg and Chris, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, comfort them and heal them according to your good and gracious will. Let them look to Jesus Christ and be reminded that he's the light in the darkness, and no darkness can overcome him. Lord, in your mercy, grant that we may come worthily this morning to receive the body and blood of Jesus with faith in his bodily presence for us, that we may depart with grace upon grace from his fullness this morning. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for all your people who have gone before us and now rest in your presence. Keep us faithful with them until that day when you make all things new. For you live and reign with Christ and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For those who are joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning in and being with us. For those gathered this morning, we invite you to turn to page 9 in your bulletin as we begin our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for the mystery of the Word made flesh. You have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
This time we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able as we sing our Nunc Dimittis this morning.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
Merry Christmas from the station making a difference in Southern Colorado. We are KSPK-FM, Walsenburg, Trinidad, Pueblo, and Colorado Springs. And KSBK-FM, Blanca, Alamosa, Monte Vista, Del Norte, and South Fork.
The dream of a white Christmas turning into a nightmare in upstate New York. The wind whipping in Erie County, where a blizzard buried Buffalo in more than 6 feet of snow, at least seven storm-related deaths. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This will go down in history as the most devastating storm in Buffalo's long storied history.